You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time to hear from the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez March.
This week, sewage swept onto the beaches of Wellington and Christchurch as the water management systems in these cities both failed. At the same time, the National Party floated their idea for a cap on council rates, the same funds that ostensibly fund those water management systems. Last week, we also saw the release of a draft decision to decline seabed mining in the Taranaki Bight, a move that had been pushed for by the Green Party. For this week's catch-up with the Green Party, I spoke to MP Ricardo Menendez March over the rates cap, the infrastructure crisis facing councils, and the draft decision to decline seabed mining in the Taranaki.
Well, kia ora, Ricardo.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
I want to start us off today by talking about the proposed rates cap, the floated idea that we will cap the amount that councils can raise rates by. This has been talked about from the national government and has been lambasted by the Auckland mayor, saying that it will undermine infrastructure funding and the council's ability to achieve their aims. What's your opinion on it?
We agree with the mayor of Auckland here, and the problem that we've got is we have chronic underinvestment in infrastructure, whether it's water infrastructure, whether it's public transport, whether it's housing and other amenities like parks and libraries for that matter. And so the rates cap, all that it does is that it makes the problem worse. It's a short-term intervention. And the government is also, for all their talk about localism, imposing something on local governments who have to make decisions on rates and investment and infrastructure that suit the needs of their local communities, which is why we oppose this move and take sides with the Auckland mayor when it comes to this issue.
For councils outside of Auckland that have seen much larger rates rises, do you feel that there's a stronger argument for limiting those increases?
No, because at the end of the day, what we have is an underinvestment in infrastructure. I think one of the ways in which the government could help alleviate the current reliance on rate increases is to partner up with local government more and co-invest in infrastructure to alleviate that pressure on local governments as well. And in New Zealand, what we've got is that as a country, central government actually contributes a lower share of resources to local government than most other countries do. And this is what we've ended up with, both passing a huge amount of responsibility to local governments, but without the necessary investment and resourcing from central government so that we can have modern public transport infrastructure, good quality community venues, accessible libraries, and all the things that we need so that, for example, we don't end up with sewage spills out in the community and with environmental impacts. So this is why the current government moves to cap rates will not address our underinvestment infrastructure, and it will likely make it worse. We need a better solution than that.
Speaking on the sewage spillage, we've seen cases like this in Auckland a couple of years ago with the collapse of the sewage system in Parnell, and now more recently, of course, we're seeing it in Wellington and also in Christchurch. Under the previous government, of which your party, the Green Party, was a partner to, there was a proposed policy reform of local government's water assets. How do you feel about this all now that we see these catastrophes unfolding?
So we had a cooperation agreement with the Labour Party, which meant that we actually disagreed on quite a few things, including some of the water management stuff that the Labour Party was doing at the time. But I think, for example, if we take the Wellington example, it's a really good case study as to why we should not have left the running of our waterways to private companies and multinationals. And it's the end result of having corporations that run for profit effectively managing our assets and our infrastructure. So this we support the inquiry that the government is putting forward, but I also think that we should broaden the scope of the conversation as to why is it that we have left so much of this critical infrastructure to be run by multinationals. On top of that, I think it showcases that we need central government to better partner up with local government to invest in infrastructure like management of waste and the end result of not doing so will be more frequent spills like the one we're seeing in Wellington and Christchurch, and as you say, a few years ago in Auckland, which has huge impacts on our biodiversity, our natural environment, but also on people's ability to even go and enjoy a summer swim, something that we shouldn't take for granted if we continue underinvesting in the infrastructure that we need.
So with councils having the responsibility to look after these assets and sometimes having to delegate that off to private companies to responsibly govern these assets, it seems like they need, or are at least calling out for, far more funding. And that's a part of what this conversation around water assets and Three Waters has really been about for a while now. Do you feel like there are ways that we could change the system so they could raise more money? Mayor Wayne Brown has talked about a bed tax for visitors. That wouldn't be funding for water infrastructure, but that's another way to get funding. But this, like many of his other proposals, has been cut down by the central government. What are your thoughts on that?
We absolutely need to raise revenue so that we can invest in infrastructure. And we also need to have a conversation about the government's austerity approach when it comes to investing in actual critical infrastructure. Like I said, what we need as well is central government to better partner up and resource local government so that we can invest in things like critical infrastructure that prevents sewage spills. And this is why the Green Party has long called for reforms that will make the richest few pay their fair share so that we can invest in all the things that we need. And this is why we also support the mayor's proposals to ensure that adequate revenue is being able to be raised, because the longer that we leave this problem unaddressed, the worse these issues will get. And things that we take for granted, like being able to actually go for a swim in the summer, are becoming less and less available. And, you know, in Auckland, more and more people are having to check before they head to the beach whether they'll be swimming in literal feces. And this is why it's critical that we have a government that supports local government and infrastructure to ensure that people can have access to clean water.
Would you prefer a system in which the central government takes more charge over these assets, or one that the local governments can be better funding themselves to look after them?
I think at this point it's important that local government is able to maintain ownership over public infrastructure, that infrastructure is maintained in public hands, and that the running of it is not being left to multinationals. But like I said, ultimately, in order for us to have modern and reliable infrastructure that allows us to have things like clean water, we need to ensure that we raise the revenue and that the richest few pay their fair share so that we can actually have modern cities with not just clean water, but reliable, frequent and affordable public transport, quality housing and amenities like community venues and pools that people of all levels of income can access.
Awesome. Now, I just want to move on to our next topic, which was the draft rejection of the seabed mining in the Taranaki Bight. This is a big win for the Green Party. How do you feel about this?
We're stoked that pressure from community organisations, Iwi Hapu and Whanau and Taranaki, and from the Greens has finally led to an outcome where we won't be seeing our seabed being basically decimated for the gains of a multinational corporation that simply seeks to extract resources from our oceans for private gain. This should be a wake-up call for corporations seeking to destroy our environment that they cannot just get a free pass to do so. And it is concerning to see Minister Shane Jones calling for additional powers for politicians to be the ones who get to decide these sort of interventions, as opposed to actually having input from communities on the ground and to have adequate assessment about the economic benefits and environmental impacts of things like seabed mining.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March on the National Party's proposed rates cap, council water infrastructure crisis, and the draft decision to decline seabed mining project in the Taranaki Bight.
That was the Green Party's Ricardo Menendez-March.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.